I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ball on the Radio podcast. I'm revealing to you the richest guitarist of all time. Top 10. Here we go. Number 10, Angus Young. Of course, AC/DC. How rich is he? He's worth $160 million. Of course, they were on a lot of tours. Over 200 million records were sold. At the 9th spot, Jimmy Page. Of course, Led Zeppelin. I thought he'd be higher. $180 million. Think about all the money Led Zeppelin made. One of the best-selling bands of all time. I miss those Zeppelin days. At the 8th spot, David Gilmour of Pink Floyd. How rich is he? $180 million. 7th spot, Ronnie Wood, of course, the Rolling Stones at $200 million. You know somebody else from the Rolling Stones is going to be on this list, don't you? Of course, Wood was a member of the Faces. And, of course, they made a lot of money on their tours from 1969 to 75. Loving this. Top 10 richest guitarists of all time. We're up at number 6. Paul Stanley, of course, of Kiss, $200 million. Of course, Stanley and Gene Simmons invested their money in a lot of other things to bring in more money, including ownership of an arena football team and a restaurant chain. Next in the ranking for Metallica, Kirk Hammett, $200 million also. And that will increase because they're still active to this day. The richest guitarist of all time. Top 10, we're at number 4 now. It is Brian May of Queen, worth $210 million. Of course, big stadium act, a lot of touring in the 70s and 80s. At the 3 spot, he calls himself The Edge now. You know, guitarist of U2, worth $400 million. Not only played for U2, but Johnny Cash, Tina Turner, Rihanna even. Jay-Z and B.B. King. At the 2 spot, a guy who was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 times as a member of the Yardbirds, also Cream, and of course being a solo act, worth $450 million. That is Eric Clapton. Here we go. The number 1 richest guitarist, worth $500 million, of course, Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones. He ventured off in a solo career, had projects with Aretha Franklin, Johnny Johnson, even Ronnie Spector. I saw him in the movie Pirates of the Caribbean or Caribbean, however you want to say it. But there you go. The richest guitarist of all time. Listen to The Ball on the Radio Show, afternoons 2 to 7 on 104.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.